Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is the Seed of Faith, and we are so blessed each week that you listen to these programs. We would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. We worship at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I know many of you can't join us in person, but you could join us on our live stream. You can worship, fellowship, chat, pray, ask for prayers. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com and click on live stream at 9 a.m. Pacific time and worship with us. If you miss all those opportunities, you can always go to our YouTube channel, watch our children's message, our weekly sermons, or just the complete worship services. Our prayer is that you'll come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and to go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. We're so blessed that you listen. Today we are going to take a look at John chapter 1, verses 19 to 34. It's a long reading. It's a reading of John's account of John the Baptist and his message, his mission, and his ministry. John the Baptist was a cousin of Jesus. Can you imagine that? John the Baptist and Jesus are cousins. They grew up together. They're only 6 months apart. Did you know that Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was an early follower of John the Baptist? Scholars suggest that Andrew was one of those who heard what John the Baptist said. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. When Andrew heard those words, Andrew started following Jesus and went and found his brother, Simon Peter. Before we go to God's word, let us come to the Lord of life, in a moment of prayer. Let's pray. Lord God of all grace, your grace is amazing and life-giving. As we open your words of life, fill us with life and love to shine your light into our world. Help us to see our mission and our ministry, and help us to be the voice of one calling in this world. Amen. Grab your Bible. We're going to be in John chapter 1, 19 to 34. It's kind of a long reading, but it's worth it. Jump in with me. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say of yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor a prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and he declared, "Look, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." In our gospel today, our gospel reading that we just read, we are introduced to John the Baptist. His story is told in all four gospels, Matthew chapter 3, 13 through 17, Mark chapter 1, 9 through 11, Luke chapter 3, verse 21, and here in the Gospel of John. Did you know that John the Baptist is mentioned 89 times in the New Testament? Well, I think it's time for us to pay some attention to John the Baptist. All three gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, record the same powerful event and the words spoken by God. This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Our reading today from the Gospel of John does not give all the specific details about Jesus' baptism. What we are told is that John the Baptist baptized with water, and Jesus' baptism was with the Spirit. Today, we will spend a little time reflecting on the ministry of John the Baptist. We will look at the mission of John the Baptist. My 3 points for this message today is John's message, John's ministry, and John's mission. The message of John the Baptist was humility. John the Baptist knew exactly what his message, ministry, and mission was. When the Jewish leaders came and questioned John the Baptist who he was, he answered them formally and carefully. Notice, he says, confess or confess twice in verse 20. I am not the Christ. So they asked him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? That was a fair question. After all, he looked like Elijah, and he came in the spirit and power of Elijah, and the Jews expected Elijah to come again. In fact, the final words of the Old Testament in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 says, Elijah will come again before the day of the Lord. But again, John answered, I am not. Again, they questioned him, are you the prophet? Maybe they were thinking about the one of whom Moses prophesied in Deuteronomy 18, 15 and 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me. But John said, no. He was very explicit in each denial. Verse 22 goes on to say, finally, they said, who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? John's answer in verses 23 through 27 reveals what it is of primary importance in the matter of witnessing. First, in verse 23, he says, I am the voice. He did not say, I am the Word. He reached back 700 years to the words prophesied in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 and 5, and he said, I'm just a voice. He borrowed the image from the Old Testament passage. He was saying, I am merely a workman making a road for the Messiah. So what? I always ask myself, what do all these passages mean to us? So what? What did John the Baptist do? He moved the emphasis away from himself. Similarly, look again at verse 27. He is the one who comes after me, the one who I cannot even untie the sandals. I'm not worthy to untie them. He turned the conversation away from himself and pointed to Jesus Christ. Not only that, but he also claimed for Jesus a place so exalted that ordinary people like himself were unworthy to perform a task relegated to the lowest slave. John the Baptist's message was filled with humility. What humility? One of the most powerful statements that Jesus spoke about John is found in Matthew chapter 11:11. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Among those born of women, there was never arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist, Matthew 11:11. Think of that for a moment. Of all who ever lived, including Moses and Abraham, Noah, Jacob, Joseph, King David, the 12 disciples, all, John the Baptist was the greatest of mortals. Why? John was a messenger who was filled with humility. One of the most decisive moments in our lives is when we admit our need. That admission is what took the turn J.C. Bailey around. Bailey writes in Guideposts back in 1993, he stood in the White House Rose Garden in the presence of the President of the United States to receive the National Teacher of the Year Award. He had come a long way. Some 15 years earlier, he had stood as a teenager in the presence of a county judge in an Indiana courtroom to be sentenced to jail. Bailey had gone on a drunken rampage with friends, vandalizing a high school, had been caught and found guilty. Nevertheless, Bailey stood before the judge with his head held high and the words of his high school wrestling coach ringing in his ear. Don't you ever hang your head. Do not admit defeat. The minute you do, it's over. The judge looked at the proud teenager and stunned the courtroom with Bailey's sentence, 5 years in the Indiana Youth Center, a prison one step below the state penitentiary. Tracy Bailey went to jail with his head held high, but he took only a few months for reality to set in. One day, as he sat in solitary confinement in a cell with nothing more than a metal cot, a sink, and a toilet, he realized what a mistake he had made. He began to weep. More important, he began to pray to God. God, I need help, he said. I am defeated without you. That was the turning point for Tracy Bailey. He joined a prison Bible study and began taking college correspondence courses. After 14 months in jail, he was released on probation, and after further college studies, he became a science teacher in Florida. With these words, he summarized the lesson he had learned in life. I bowed my head, and I tasted victory. Jesus says to his cousin, John is the greatest. John says he is unworthy to untie Jesus' sandals. That, my friends, is humility. The message of John the Baptist is a message of humility. I would say that the biblical humility is defined in this way. To believe what God says about you over anyone else's opinion of you, including your own. Let me say that again. Believe what God says about you over anyone else's opinion of you, including your own. Humility requires you to embrace who you are in Christ over who you are in the flesh. To be biblically humble is to be so free of concern for yourself and your own ego that you unreservedly elevate those around you. I found 11 traits of a person with humility. 1, they are not boastful. 2, they are grateful. 3, they do not belittle others. 4, they are not jealous. 5, they are not proud. 6, they are not rude. 7, they are not vain. 8, they are not materialistic. How are you doing in the humility scale? Jesus declares John the Baptist as the greatest. If you cannot be more like Jesus, maybe I'll ask you to be more like John the Baptist. Ministry of John the Baptist was baptism. Besides a message of humility, John the Baptist came for baptism. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. We're so grateful that you listen to these messages. If you'd like prayer, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the icon for prayer. Write your prayer. We'll respond if you want a response. But we want you to know that we'll be praying for you. We're talking about the ministry of John the Baptist. His ministry was baptism. There seems to be a lot of confusion, fear, frustration, and anger around the meaning and the sacrament of baptism. There was an article in the USA Today's newspaper a few years back about the decline of baptism in American churches. The article went on to say that there are now baptism-style ceremonies where God is never mentioned by parents seeking to initiate their children into a world of all faiths. Emma Broyland runs a website called ceremonyway.com. She conducted such a baptism-style service for two proud parents, Kristen and Farnan, and for their little daughter, Greer. The parents said that they just wanted a larger spirit to guide their daughter, but they did not want to be specific. They wanted all her bases covered. The couple grew up Presbyterian, but now they said, we just do Christianity Light, L-I-T-E, Christianity Light for Greer, who believes in angels and fairies and leprechauns, well, and Santa Claus. One of the major difficulties with dealing with the subject of baptism is that there are two very closely related words for baptism in the New Testament. The first word is baptu, which means to dip or to immerse, and the second is baptizo. It is quite obvious that the second word, baptizo, has been translated into English, and we now have the word baptize. The difficulty comes when we try and translate a word that has different meanings in one language into another language. If baptismo only meant to immerse, which is what bapto means, then immerse would be used. We would speak of John the Immerser, or we would quote the Great Commission from Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. This is not the case, which is why we need to look past the literal meaning of bapto and look at the more important metaphorical meaning of the word. Baptism is a sacrament of the church. In our church, we have two sacraments or sacred moments, communion and baptism. Baptism is an outward sign of the inward reality of God's grace. Baptism is a sacramental moment when we are changed. When we are baptized, the visual image is that we are buried with Christ and raised into a new life with Christ. Baptism is an outward sign of the invisible reality of being washed clean. Well, not of our senses, but of our sins. We have been made new. Baptism changes us. Baptism is a sign of being engrafted, adopted into God's family. Baptism is also a sign of being filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit. Change is one of the significant images surrounding baptism. John had a message of humility and a ministry of baptism. How about you? What's your ministry? No matter what it is that you do, your ministry includes shining the love and the life and the light of Jesus. You're called to share this love, light, and light into the little section of your world. I know that most of you may think, well, Pastor Dave, you're a pastor, you're a minister, but I'm not. Well, that's true, but think of it this way. The ministry of every Christian is the spiritual work of who you are. The message of John the Baptism, humility. The ministry of John the Baptism, well, baptism. The mission of John the Baptist, a voice and look. There's a painting from 1525 called Agnus Dei, Latin for Lamb of God. This picture is it's in the San Diego Museum, and it's by Francesco de Zurbarán. If you look closely, you can see a halo above the lamb's head. You will also see the lamb's legs tied. I see a cross foretold there. John the Baptist's words are being proclaimed. Look, see, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. For centuries, the nation of Israel had focused on the idea of a sacrificial lamb. With John's statement, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, Isaiah 53 verses 6 and 7 comes to mind. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before the shearers is silent. So he did not open his mouth. John's statement made it clear that Jesus was the sacrificial Lamb of God who would become the sacrifice for sin. John's mission was to proclaim that God had provided the lamb for their deepest needs. John's message was now a message of hope and healing. My so what question for today is, do you behold the Lamb of God? Do you behold the Lamb of God? Is Jesus the sacrificial Lamb of God who takes away your sins and washes you clean? That's something to ponder and pray about today. So what? We're a long way away from the first century. What can we take away today from the gospel writer John and John the Baptist? From John, the gospel writer, we can take away that Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the love of God, the everlasting life and light of the world. John then goes on to tell us about Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, the greatest person ever, according to Jesus. We need to take away three things from today's message and from John the Baptist. The message is humility. Be humble. Be humble like John. Be grateful, not boastful. Don't be jealous, proud, rude, or vain. Do not belittle others. Simply bring the message of Jesus and let the message speak for himself. Be humble. The ministry, if you are a Christian and you're listening today, you have a spiritual ministry to share the love of God and to shine the life and the light of Jesus wherever you are. Whether you are working in the workforce, staying home to care for children, or living in retirement, you have a spiritual ministry. Be a witness for the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. If you don't know what your specific ministry is or how you can carry that ministry into the world, well, email me or go to our website. We have a spiritual gifts test on our website. Our website is www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the spiritual gifts and take the spiritual gift test. I'll help you understand what your ministry is. The mission. Okay, remember, the message is humility. The ministry is to proclaim Christ as the Lamb of God. The mission we each have is a mission of hope and healing. My question for you today is, are you bringing hope and healing into your world? Our world is so divided. I see many people who proclaim Christ bringing division into our world. I see many people proclaim Christ bringing hope and healing. Earlier I said, if you can't be like Jesus, which that's a pretty hard task, isn't it? Maybe we should become like John the Baptist. John the Baptizer baptized his cousin, Jesus, and simply said, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." To sum up the whole message in 7 words, make straight the way of the Lord. That's our message. Make straight the way of the Lord. Our message is to proclaim Christ and Him crucified. It begins with humility. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know your fears, your doubts, your guilt, your shame. I know many people, when they write me, they feel like they've gone too far and that Jesus would turn His back on them. The message of humility is simple. Be grateful. Don't be boastful. Don't be jealous. Don't be proud. Don't be rude. And don't be vain. Especially do not belittle others. Simply bring the message of Jesus and let the message of Jesus speak. Well, let Jesus speak for Himself. All you are called is to be a humble messenger, and that ministry is to show people the Lamb of God. Jesus has taken away your sins. He says that as far as the east is from the west, He's removed your sins from you. Receive that forgiveness today. And the mission of John the Baptist and the mission for each of us is to bring hope and healing. Bring hope and healing into our world. Our world is divided, and we can bring healing and hope. All by saying, we know Jesus, the one who loves you. If you need prayer, our prayer team would love to pray for you. Or if you just need to chat, you can email me at PastorDave@TheSeed Christian Fellowship. I want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Let's pray. Lord God, I just lift up each and every person that listens each week. I pray that Your Holy Spirit would come and comfort them and give them Your grace. Let them know that they're not alone. Give them a ministry of humility and a message of grace and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. Go in peace and be a messenger of humility and hope. And all of God's people said, amen. God loves you, and so do I. See you next week.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, PastorDave@TheSeedChristianFellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, TheSeedChristianFellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.